Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Garner Hayfield, the Ventura head girls basketball coach, Adam Yurnes. And Coach, first year here at Garner Hayfield Ventura, taking over the program. First of all, why is this? Let's talk about you a little bit. Why is this a job that you wanted, and why the Garner Hayfield Ventura girls basketball team?
Yeah, well, for one, it's a good location. I'm originally from Clarion. I currently reside in Clarion. That's where I work my full time job. So the location was good. The timing was good in terms of availability for me. I do got some background in coaching and playing, being a player at Clarion. I know the tradition that when I think Garner, I always think of a basketball school. So whether that's boys, girls, they have had strong tradition of girls in the past. And when I saw it became available, I just want to throw my hat in the ring and things worked out for on the GHV side. Things worked out for me, and so far it's been a great start and a great marriage here being a Cardinal.
Yeah, and Coach, you're taking over a team that was pretty good last year, but a team that lost some key pieces. Though along with the losses, they brought back some girls with experience, and you had some girls at the varsity level with experience. But I'm sure, you know, coming in, new system and running your stuff and a new style. Talk a little bit about that and how it was to try to get the girls that have been here in the past to kind of learn new things.
Good situation because we do have experience coming back. So, you know, our second leading scorer off, or the third leading scorer last year came off the bench. We have three returning starters that have a lot of experience. But you're exactly right. We did lose a lot, especially on the offensive end. Anytime you have two girls that go to play college basketball at a division school and NAI school, obviously, you know, you're going to have quite a bit to replace. I think we needed to replace almost 65% of our scoring. With that being said, the nice thing is we do have the talent there. We have a really, really talented athletic junior class that's pretty deep, and we have a very nice our two varsity seniors are very experienced, and both are starters. Biggest thing though in the transition this year is getting them to accept new roles. So maybe where they're more concentrated defensively or rebounding or more had a more complementary role to those players last year, it's getting them into a different mindset of, you know, now I score. I have to, you know, we're counting on these guys to make up for those points that we did lose. And I really think they've stepped up to the challenge, and whether in practices, and now we've got our first game under belt, and I'm just really pleased with our team so far and in that transition the first year.
You know, Coach, as you mentioned, finally got your first game under your belt. You guys were supposed to play against North Iowa on Tuesday night. Unfortunately, though, the weather says not so fast, which makes your first game, your opening game against Forest City in the Forest City Garner Hayfield Ventura rivalry, and you got your first taste of that, having to come to Forest City last night in the crowd and the environment. So, Coach, let's talk about the game last night. Your team able to jump out early and lead 11-7 at the end of the first quarter. Forest City comes back, has a good second quarter, takes the lead into halftime. Your team takes the lead in the second half, and Forest City erases that lead in the fourth quarter, pushes it to overtime, and ends up finding the victory in overtime. A great girls' basketball game. It's going to end 71-57, but definitely was not that spread throughout the game.
No, it wasn't. You know, we got in some foul trouble late and lost one of our more talented posts inside towards the end there. So I completely agree. I don't think the end score was probably indicative of what the game was. Yeah. What a great environment, though, for a first game. Well, first of all, I'm glad we got to play. You know, it feels like we had 21 practices under our belt. There's a lot of teams that have been playing almost, it feels like, 2 weeks ago. So just the opportunity to play was fun. Being in an environment like that packed gym Friday night. And to have two teams, obviously it's a little bit of a rivalry there, and having that be a first game at Garner. Obviously we came out on the short end, but I couldn't be happier how our girls competed. They put themselves in a position to win. We knew that Forest City was, we knew they were going to hit shots eventually, you know, and so obviously we were there through three. We get up by as much as 12 in the fourth quarter. But they did what they do. They hit shots. But I thought 1 through 80% of the game, we did a good job of containing that. And a lot of it was our own errors, whether that's through turnovers, a big thing, just point blank layups at the rim too, and just finishing. So, but I think it also says a lot about our team is to have 33 turnovers in a game, to miss the amount of good shot attempts that we did have. You know, I'm not even asking our team to be perfect. Like I tell them after the game, I'm just saying let's control those. 33 turnovers should be. I hope we never see that again all year. And to still be in a position to win, I don't see that as a negative. I think that's a terrific thing. A lot that we can build off going forward. At the end of the day, too, it's our first game. This is Forest City. There's pluses and minuses. Obviously, Forest City hadn't seen any tape on us, and I'm new coach, new system. They don't know exactly what to expect. But they also have that experience under their belt. So they've been in a couple of close games, especially in the fourth quarter, and it showed they were able to execute down the stretch. And all the credit to Forest City. It was a great environment though on a Friday night, and just really happy with our team.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Coach, I see the potential for your team to be very good this year, and just a kind of a different mentality out of them. And I think it goes along with your coaching style. We talked a little bit off air for those that were at the game last night, saw your coaching style, and I think that fed into your players. I think the players, the GHV players, played with a lot of aggression, and kind of that go get it kind of mentality, the same way you coach.
Yeah, like I said, I've been around a lot of basketball, and I've been around a lot of great really good coaches, and there's not a style that's right or wrong. I know there's some that can fit the whole game and not have to say a lot, and their team performs. There's a lot that can be really out there and kicking and screaming and things like that. What I've just learned over the years, you just gotta be true to yourself. And I always liked playing with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, a really attack mentality, and with toughness. What I wanted to establish though, when I really came in, was I wanted to let our players know how much I cared. So they, when you're able to get out there and put that much effort into it, and they see that and they see how much you care, they really respond and listen to you. And at the end of the day, I expect a lot out of our team. I push our team hard. And not once throughout practices, they respond. At the end of the day, too, though, after practice, before, when we're out doing, whether volunteer stuff or team camps in the summer, we have a good time too, and we're fun and laid back. But like I told them, the good teams, we can turn it on and turn it off, and we just want to have that constant compete mentality, toughness to us, and we always want to have an unmatched enthusiasm. Win, lose, or draw, like I always tell them, we don't ever want to be a team anybody looks forward to playing. And so far, that's the way our culture's shifting, and I couldn't be any prouder of how our girls have responded so far this season.
And Coach, I had a couple of people that are familiar with high school girls basketball in this area, and chatting with them in the off season, and one of their biggest things was what asking me what I thought, what we were going to see from Garner this year. And I feel like that the Garner's girls basketball program is going to be in really good hands here with you as the head coach. And I know with a background in player development, let's go there for a moment, background in player development. And that's kind of what it needs to be in high school basketball is, developing them from a young age into your program. And I'm sure that's something that you're going to be working on here at Garner.
It is. Day one, I said, we got to build up our programs. Right now we have 17 girls out for basketball in high school, and there's no reason that number can't be getting up 25, 30. I want to get an excitement about girls basketball. I'm out here buying shirts for people. I want to see girls basketball around. I want girls basketball to be a thing up here at Garner, and it to be a big deal, and that starts with our youth development. So whether it was throughout the summer doing open gyms, I was getting up at 4 a.m., a couple times a week, even in the fall, doing early morning open gyms for middle school, and I can't be happier. We got a young kids that are really putting in a lot of work. That's from the weight room to coming to open gyms. We got all of our players together and held a huge camp the week before practice with we had a gym of 65 people. I look at a lot, and I tell people, and I talked about this interview process and stuff. You look at some of these programs, like last year they played like Newell Fonda and the Unity Christians and stuff. You can have a great culture at a small school. And you can build that excitement. It doesn't have to be you have to wait every 4 or 5 years to hopefully get that one or two talented players. You can build a culture. You can build a program, and it starts with the excitement and building that skills and like you're saying, the development at the youth level. So that was a big thing from day one. Come in and really build our feeder programs, whether that's both elementary and middle school. And I want my face to be seen. I've told our kids at camp. I told our players in interviews. I'm not the Garner varsity basketball coach. I'm the Garner Hayfield Ventura coach as a whole. I'm not just the high school coach. I'm not just the varsity coach. I'm the Garner Hayfield Ventura coach. Yes, they've got their club teams. Yes, they've got their middle school teams. But I want to be a face. I want them to see me out there. I want them to be excited about girls basketball. I think we're off to a good start.
Coach, real quick before we wrap up this first show with you, talk a little bit about tell the listeners, maybe teams or people that didn't get to see your team last night that they're going to come out when you guys host your first game, maybe even today or next time you guys are in Garner. Some Garner fans that are listening, what kind of a team do you want to see? What kind of a team are the Garner fans going to see out there?
Play really, really stinking hard. We're going to compete. Like I said, at the end of the day, we don't want any team, whether, and I don't care what year, what game, what season, we don't want anybody looking forward to playing us. They see that game on the schedule, and it's like, no matter who we have, they ain't going to look forward to playing us. So you're going to see a team that really competes. We get up and down the floor, really in your face, defensively and offensively. I like to be around teams the style I like to play and watch. It's up and down. We're getting lots of shots up. We had lots of possessions. Last night we set a school record for rebounds, and we're fourth all time in school history in offensive rebounds. And to me, that shows how hard our girls played and the amount of possessions we were able to get by getting up and down also kind of led to that rebounding school record too. And it's an exciting group. They play so stinking hard. Come out and watch us. I don't think anybody will be disappointed whether we win or we lose. They deserve your support. They're putting in so much work and they're so dedicated to it. I just absolutely love this team.
And as I mentioned before, you guys turn around and play your makeup game with North Iowa today. What are you expecting out of the Bison? And quick turnaround, Coach, for your team, what are you expecting out of your team?
Yeah, well, actually, it works out great. You know, after any time after you lose, if you can play the next day and get an opportunity to change your mindset and your feelings a little bit, that's a good opportunity to have. But Bison, we're gonna see a scrappy team. They play really, really hard, tremendous rebounders, and we're just gonna have to execute, whether in the half court, whether in full, and hopefully we can get out and regroup right away. It's an early afternoon game, and after coming off the road from an overtime game, and obviously a lot of feelings and emotions, and from that we're just gonna have to flip the switch quick. I'm in the parking lot, ready to head on into the gym, where we'll do a little scout report review and get ready to go and hope we compete at a high level again today.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you so much for taking some time and talking with us this morning, and wish the Cardinals the best of luck against North Iowa today, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Okay, Coach?
All right. Thank you so much, and I appreciate all your coverage for our team.
That was Garner Hayfield Ventura, head girls basketball coach Adam Ernest.